Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and I'm coming to you live from Los Angeles, as I do every Thursday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It is a beautiful day here in Los Angeles. And guess what? It's just you and me today. We're flying solo. I thought I had been so fortunate to have so many fabulous guests and so many people calling in and emailing us questions that I thought I'd just have a lovely chat with you today and talk about some of the things that have been asked about through emails and callers, and hopefully maybe we can get some feedback from you today and see about how you're feeling on this beautiful summer afternoon. So I do want to look back at some of the wonderful guests that I have had on the show, from Zach Kleiman, who is a mental health practitioner who blends playing tennis with talk therapy. And when we spoke to Zach, we really started to look at how to examine our own lives through the means of playing a sport, through tennis. It can be through any other sport, golf, whatever sport, or any other thing. And that led to some very interesting conversations and ideas. To my guest last week, who was Peter Krause, the business guru. And I realized that there is a common thread to all of our guests and a message. And what I found that message out to be is fear. And I think fear, for a lot of us, is what we experience on many levels, and it can prevent us from discovering our sense of self and finding the freedom to be who we are. And I think I want to talk about fear, how we can go through fear, and find some solutions to make these fearful experiences more challenging, not more challenging, but how to stand, look fear in the face, and move through it. Many of you probably know that fear has a certain way of kind of throwing us off balance and making us feel uncertain and insecure, but believe me, it's not meant to discourage us. Its purpose really is to notify us that we are on the edge of our comfort zone and on the verge of experiencing something quite magical. And we have that opportunity to realize our dreams and potential. And it's at that moment when you're in this vulnerable place and you just let go. And at that moment, when you let go, you are about to realize the fabulous person that you are and that you are meant to be. I had a friend who did a one-woman show a few years ago in Los Angeles, and she loved the theater. And she had started as an actress, did some stand-up comedy, and she realized that the goal of her show was not to be funny or good at what she was doing, but she wanted to be vulnerable and to allow that vulnerability to take her to that magical place where she can truly be the best person that she could be. And after talking to her about the show, she told me a very funny story. It was a show, kind of a song and patter show, where she did a number of songs from Broadway shows, and she had a pianist, and there was a portion of the show where she was in the apron of the curtain backstage, and she lost her place. She had no idea where she was in the show, and she was trying to get her pianist's attention, and her pianist was playing a song to introduce the next song, and this woman was so frantic, not knowing where I am. I have to go on stage. There's an audience out there. I must go on. And then in a brief moment, she got an answer to what was bothering her. She realized that she had already finished her show. She had gone through a 45-minute show in a heartbeat, and at that particular moment was the time that she was supposed to thank her pianist and all her guests for coming and to do the final song. And she told me, and this was just so fascinating, that that whole experience for her was an out-of-body experience. And I didn't tell you that the audience was made up of her friends. And so I think she felt that because she was performing in front of her friends versus an audience of strangers, that you need to be your best to show your friends your talents, etc., because you don't want to disappoint them. What will they think of you? And this woman didn't see this opportunity that way. She saw it as an opportunity for her to grow and to realize that as even though it will be fearful for her to step on that stage alone under those bright theater lights by herself, that she wanted to test herself. She wanted to see what it would be like to be vulnerable, because she's heard so many stories from other people who have had similar experiences about being vulnerable. And when you get to that stage of vulnerability, there is a sense of magic. It's magical because you trust, and through that trust, you can't help but shine. And that was what this woman who performed this one-woman show realized, that at the end of her 45-minute show, she realized that in order to, she didn't have to worry about being fabulous. She just worried about being vulnerable and knowing, the sense of knowing, that she had done all the work. She had done the day-to-day practices, the rehearsals, knowing of the material, that all that she needed to do to prepare herself and to perform for this audience was at her fingertips, and to just let it go. I know it sounds so easy when you hear somebody say, oh, just let it go, just be yourself, it's really easy. But really, it is, because you know, when you realize the gifts you have and you want to express your gifts, the end result is the being funny, the being a very talented performer. You don't have to worry about that. It's already deep within us. And that's the beauty about it. We can't allow the fear factor to hold us back and not face or see the possibilities that we have of realizing our own dreams, our own potential, that we already have it. It's just about the experience, the journey. And the more you go through that, through the fear, you go with the flow. That's what I'm saying. You kind of go with the flow. You will realize that these little baby steps you take become easier and easier and easier to take and to experience. And this woman who had the show, it happened so quickly that the time just flew by. It was just an amazing experience for her. So I do want to address fear and how it throws us off balance, but not to be fearful of the fear, that if we just take small steps towards our goal, that eventually we will reach our goal, and that feeling of having a fearful feeling might not really ever disappear, but we will become more comfortable with that feeling, and it will be a lot easier to move forward into that magical arena where we get to use all the wonderful gifts and skills that we all have, and that's the beauty of all of this. We will shine at the very end. It's inevitable. That's the given, and that's what we need to realize, that the end result will be there, but we should not really focus and be so determined that we only see that end result in a specific way. This woman that did this one-woman show, her goal was just to be vulnerable. That was her goal. So obviously, because of her vulnerability, letting go, allowing herself just to be, she knew the material, then it couldn't help but be a wonderful show for one and all. And it proved true, because her friends came back to her after the show and were just in awe of her performance. They couldn't believe it. One friend said to her, gosh, I was so concerned that you would be horrible, and how would I tell you that you were going to be horrible? And she wasn't. She lived up to her the expectations that the guests had. She had none, only that to be present, to be vulnerable, and trust that because she had been prepared, and preparation is key, having all your ideas, your thoughts, your notes, whatever it is that you need to prepare to perform a certain task, available. It's a rehearsal. Everything is a rehearsal. No matter how many times you rehearse something, it's always new and exciting. And when we keep that in mind and knowing that we've done all that we can do, that we like to put in a box and kind of control that, then the outcome will be wonderful, and it was. And I want to share, we talking about vulnerability and being naked on the stage, which when you're an actor, you are naked on that stage. I received a wonderful email from Miriam in Pennsylvania, and she's bearing her soul to us, so I wanted to share some of her email with you. I have a question. But before I get started, I have a question. Have you ever been nude sunbathing? I mean nude. Not topless, not bottomless, but completely nude. I have a confession to make. That was something I've always wanted to do as far back as I can remember. But here's my problem. I've always had poor body image. And now we're talking bad. And that's been one of my greatest challenges of life. I've always wanted to show people that even though I don't have that perfect California body, tall, long legs, slim build, and silicone tits, I can still turn heads, even with this Jewish Zoptic figure of mine. An hourglass shape. Big hips, you know, small waist, big tits, and they're real. They're mine. You know, a full-figured girl. You understand, to do this means getting naked in front of total strangers who will judge my body on a scale of 1 to 10. Okay, what happens if I don't even get a rating? How am I going to know if I've made any impact? Okay, I'm going to share. Well, my ideal fantasy has always been walking on the beach, stark naked, and having all the men going bananas for me. I mean, applause, and having them shout, ooh, baby, ah, baby, and, you know, a few catcalls, hi, baby. But at the same time, I am confronted with my greatest fear. What happens if they don't notice that I'm even there? Screw it. Screw it, screw it, screw it. I am going to face my insecurities despite my body's imperfections. Okay? I think, so my boyfriend, Bob, takes me away to this magnificent vacation spot nestled along the northern coast in Big Sur called Ventana. Now, I don't know if you've heard of it. It's heaven on earth, a place where all the beautiful people go. So Bob and I are taking this little stroll along the lush floral grounds, and we go to the pool area where I see this sign on the sun deck that says clothing optional. And every fear, exhilaration, and anxiety and thought comes flooding back to me. Could this be my moment? Okay, so now I'm confronted with this opportunity to go nude sunbathing. All right, it's now or never. What do I do? I had no idea this was going to happen, and the time came when I had to make a decision. My anxieties and anticipation came back all over again. No, I've got to do it. I have just got to do it. All right, so I made some inquiries about the sun deck. So you kind of walk up a flight of stairs, and there's a few, you know, people sitting around. I mean, it's not as if it's the Hollywood Bowl, but, you know, it's still a deck with lots of naked people, right? So I decided, what the hell? I'm going to bear it all. So you know what? I decided to give myself a little test. I'm going to ask Bob if he wants to go nude sunbathing with me. If Bob says yes, I'm going to do it. I'm really going to do it. And if he says no, then, you know, maybe it's no and maybe another time. Bob, I've been thinking about going nude sunbathing on the clothing optional deck. Oh, really, honey? Why is that? Well, you know, I've always wanted to go nude sunbathing, so I thought I'd take advantage of these courageous feelings I'm having and get wild. Honey, I think it's just terrific. Go ahead and just do it. You have a great body, so enjoy it. Bob, thanks, but, you know, since it's my first time and all, and well, I'd feel much better if you went with me. I need your support. Okay, babe. Of course I'll go with you. I'll enjoy the ride. Shit, I really have to do it. Look, to be quite honest with you, the only reason I mentioned going nude sunbathing is, God, for once in my life, I don't know. All my, I mean, I don't know. What are people gonna think? What am I doing? The moment has finally arrived. I'm gonna get naked. Okay. I gotta go through with this, and then it hits me. Nobody has seen my naked body except my mother and Bob. I mean, we're talking naked, nude, undressed, sans clothing, in the buff. Not to mention, I have never been in the same place with a cluster of naked people before. What will they say when they see me in my Zoftic birthday suit? Will there be naked men and women, only naked women, or only naked men? And if only naked men, will my eyes go directly to their putzes? Their penises? What if all the men get erections? Then what will I do? Oh, gosh, or even worse, what if they don't? All these thoughts flash through my mind. How do I prepare myself for my exposure? Do I wear my hair up or down? How much makeup should I wear? Just mascara and lipstick and a little eye cover for the tired bags under my eyes? Or no makeup except lip gloss? Because if I go into the water with all the makeup, I would end up looking like Tammy Faye Baker. Oh, and can't forget the personal hygiene. You know, women, you know what I'm talking about. It's ever so painful, the bikini wax. Oh, sometimes I don't even know why I even bother. Because, oh, no matter what I do, oh, what a bitch. It's just not easy being beautiful. It's just that difficult. All right. I'm ready. All right, so here we are. We're at the steps of the deck. Bob was ahead of me as we approached the clothing optional deck. It was a small staircase to climb to get to the deck landing, but as I took each step, one scary step at a time, it felt as if I was ascending a grand staircase leading to the top of Masada, where this great mystical event was going to happen. I slowly looked around the deck to check out the other nudies and found only a total of 6 naked people. 6! And it was just my luck that 5 of them were men. Boy, am I nervous. I think scared is more like it. Then all these thoughts flashed through my mind. How do I enter the deck? Sideways, backwards, both eyes closed, and just feel my way through? Should I count to 3, drop my robe, and make a run for the lounge chair? Okay, all right, I have decided. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take off my robe nonchalantly, one arm at a time, like a somewhat normal person considering the circumstance, but But look, Bob is already there. He beat me to it. He was already naked and relaxing in the lounge chair. How did he get to be so bold? All right, here I go. Take a breath. Here I go. Okay, men, are you paying attention to me? Hello? Excuse me. Over here. Woo-hoo. I'm going to get naked, and I want your undivided attention. Woo-hoo. My whole body started to tingle as I began to disrobe. Okay, I'm taking off the right sleeve. Hey, over here, take a good look. I'm not wearing any clothes. Now the left sleeve. And hey, wait a minute. No one's watching me take off my robe. Hello, hello. Why aren't you watching me? This is a big event for me. Don't you realize how important this is? I can't seem to get a reaction from anybody. Stupid of me. The reason I didn't get a reaction is because it's a nude deck and everybody's naked. Boy, do I feel foolish. I can't stand here naked like this. Have I lost all my senses? Where can I go to hide? I race down and sit on my lounge chair, and I see Bob with a big smile on his face. You know, that smile that says, I'm a lucky guy because that's my baby and she belongs to me, smile. I looked at Bob for some kind of reaction to my getting naked. Bob, did I do okay? Did any of the men or women react? Baby, first of all, you look fantastic. You know, you've created quite a stir on the deck. See that man over there with the beer belly and cigar in his hand? Well, when you started to take off your robe, he was staring at you, watching your every move, because his cigar started shaking in his hand. He was quite aroused, but unfortunately, his wife, who was sitting next to him, put that to rest immediately.
Wow!
Oh, my boy! Do I feel fabulous hearing that news? I'm thrilled that Bob saw another man on the sun deck look at me in an appreciative way, because it validates how he feels about me, which validates how I feel about myself. You know, at that moment of recognition, that moment alone makes me feel like a million bucks. The best part of all is that I'm actually sitting on the lounge, naked, sunbathing. It feels fabulous. What took me so long? I'm actually feeling a little hot and sexy right now, a little Marilyn Monroe-ish. I want to be loved by you, and nobody else but you. Wow. My confidence is overflowing. Ka-ching. Bob leans over to give me a kiss and a thumbs up. Honey, you've captured the hearts of all the men who enjoy looking at a zoptic body of a Jewish woman. I'm the luckiest guy, because I get to sleep with you. Now that I let the hot babe inside of me out, there is no stopping me now. I don't know what I was so worried about. A man noticed me, and oh, what a feeling. Life is not over for me just because I'm married. I needed to be naked for a reason. I wanted to do something I've never done before. I needed to take a risk, which I did, and my whole world didn't crumble. You know, it's only the beginning for me. I wanted to see if there's chemistry out there, and this was a legitimate way of doing it. That's why Ventana is such a special place for me. All the beautiful people, in every shape and size, come here. And I feel like one of them. Wow. Miriam had quite a story to share with us, and I hope you will forgive me and the indulgence of reading her entire story, but I just thought it so profound about Miriam's vulnerability and sharing this story with us about what we were just talking about before, being naked. And in Miriam's story, her nude sunbathing story, she literally was naked, but I hope you can see that she had a fear about doing it, but wanted to get through that fear, didn't want to always live with that fear, but wonder what would be like if you go through the fear to get through the other side. And that's what it's all about. It's getting through the other side and knowing that you're going to be okay on the other side. And remember, we are not alone. We have people. Look, Miriam had Bob in her life, a lovely man who supported her, who thought she was beautiful, that it's a yes and kind of a situation. And I think this is a perfect example of what we all should realize with our friends and family, that if we have anyone in our circle of influence that is negative, it is critical, it is that is judgmental of us, just really think about how important that relationship is to you. You know, sometimes parents only want the best for us, but they can often be critical and judgmental and can prevent us from moving forward. So we have to kind of tune that out and know that we are fabulous, wonderful, creative, intelligent humans, and we're human beings, not human doings. Just be yourself, because being yourself, you're the best at being you. Nobody else can be you. So with all your gifts and abilities, just be who you are and trust that all of, it's like a recipe. Just trust that at the end of putting all those ingredients, intelligence, compassion, love, vulnerability, that end result, that product is going to be fabulous because of all the wonderful ingredients that are in it. And as Peter Krause was talking about another pair of shoes in the business community, especially in these economic times that people feel that there's not enough money to go around, there are no jobs, but at this time there is more opportunity than we realize. And again, it's about finding the passion of what you want to do and doing it. We might have to be more creative. We might have to enlist others to help us. But never give up that dream, that goal. And if you are incapable of moving through your own fear, then enlist other people to help you. Because there are other people who can help you move through that fear and get to the goal, the end result. Because I know for myself, I kind of have a little mantra that I just say to myself, and a little message that I don't ever want to regret not doing something because of fear. Now, of course, if you experience fear and it's dangerous to your health, then you don't want to do it. But if it's a fear where you know there's potential and nothing but greatness on the other side, go through it. Well, I want to thank all of you today for listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes, and I hope you've enjoyed a very special solo session. We're going to be coming to you live next Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and some of our guests are going to be a former American Idol contestant, and she'll talk about her own fear and experiences participating on a huge stage and trying to be the best person she can be to hopefully some top radio DJ here in Los Angeles. So look forward to your emails. Thank you for listening, and We'll see you next time on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. This is Lauren Leibowitz. Bye-bye now.